Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about technology and just about how technology has changed so rapidly in a really short period of time. You were relating to me before we went on the air here about making a presentation to a group of, was it AmeriCorps students?
AmeriCorps volunteers.
Volunteers.
Up in Minneapolis. Okay. And these are all kids fresh out of college. So they're all about in the 21, 22-year-old range. And as I was talking to him, I was just starting to really feel the generation gap and to realize that I was on the other side of it now.
How does that feel?
Well, it's a little overwhelming. These kids are all working in community technology centers. They're helping people learn how to use the internet and how to use computers and do job searches and things like that. And so we were talking about why some people don't use the internet. And you started to realize that these kids have never known a time when there wasn't an internet.
Exactly.
You know, or when there wasn't a Netscape browser, which when you think about it was really only introduced 15 years ago. And so trying to explain to them, you know, ideas of immigrants who have never been exposed to the internet before. And a lot of these people are coming from places like Somalia. And so it can be an overwhelming thing for these people.
All right. Well, some of the other technology changes that we've had, of course, are all the wireless pieces of equipment that exist today. And, you know, what I'm kind of fascinated by is that it sort of appears that the personal device is almost becoming the replacement for laptops and computer stations
in
many respects.
And it was really, probably the most fascinating thing was when we asked these kids how many of them actually used only a cell phone and didn't have a landline. Every single one of them raised their hands.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think that that's the way things are. Well, my question is, how does this relate to rural Minnesota? In other words, are we in rural Minnesota, is it sort of dependent upon what sort of infrastructure we have, where we are?
Theoretically, you should be able to get internet anywhere in the state.
True.
But now that we've got this whole infrastructure thing possibly solved, then you have to start looking at issues of how fast is it?
Right. What's the pipeline?
Yeah. Is it adequate? Mm-hmm. You know, one question that one of the kids brought up at the thing on last week was, now that all the hospitals and clinics are supposed to be moving all of their medical records to digital files, are they going to have adequate broadband to be able to move those files around? And then there's the issue of cost. You know, you can have broadband service available to you, but can you afford it? You know, and it does vary from company to company and from, you know, county to county as to how much it's going to cost where you live.
Interesting stuff. Thanks for joining us today. It's nice
You're
to have
welcome.
You. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my guest has been Marnie Werner from the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And we'll catch you next week.